Beep, beep.
We got to try to do that more in sync next time. Although there won't be a next time, Rom.
Oh, my.
Well, you know something I don't know? Mike will ultimately vacation again.
Mike will. Well, yes. The next time Mike vacations.
You make it sound like I'm dying.
Have we started the show?
The show has begun, but I'm now little flipped out.
Well, so who's
the
ahead?
The test results
I'm
are
scared.
Here.
Are you ahead, Rob, or is Mark ahead?
I 23, 24.
Yes, you're half a second ahead of me.
Oh, my gosh. That's such a...
Just like in real life.
Yes.
All right. Very good. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It is Friday.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we're all here with Oscar's new haircut.
Hey now!
you appear to have brushed your hair forward, but then you pulled it back in your headphones
like a
beret.
Do I look like a five head?
Yeah, you need it. No, you need it. There you go.
That's better.
Now you're
better.
Yeah, thank you.
Now you're Oscar.
Hello, America.
The dazzling urbanite we all love. You know what I love is they keep pouring in is these free fake Craigslist listings.
This was a good idea.
We have a couple of them, and this one, Oscar, you'll appreciate this. And remember, it is not okay to contact this poster with services or other commercials. Commercial interests. This is the Fredericksburg Craigslist for sale. Wanted free stuff. Free cactus.
Oh, nice.
It says free cactus! Exclamation point. This cactus needs to go. I don't have any use for it anymore, and it only reminds me of something stupid I did. It's completely taken care of. I'm sorry. It's completely taken care for and is available to anyone. Be careful. It's sharp. If you have an interest, please call 718-506-1625
oh, man.
Or visit MikeO'MaraShow.com.
And I don't mean to interrupt the comedy with serious grim stuff, but as a news guy, that's what I do. A 16-foot cactus fell in Arizona and crushed a state worker.
Oh.
16 feet. Imagine how much that weighs full of water.
And you know what? That's got to be like one of the classic roadrunner cactuses.
Right.
You know, that stands like that.
Yeah, it tried to high-five the guy.
And how long were those needles?
And if you're O'Mara, Mike O'Mara Show historian, you know that I was in Arizona and I high-fived a cactus.
Yes. And do you have any explanation, just briefly again, for why that happened?
His name is Jack.
Had you had a drink?
I'd been drinking and I had a disagreement with my girlfriend at that time.
What? Yes.
And I was almost spinning around to just say, whatever, you know?
Yeah, right.
Just arms spinning
flailing,
around to walk away, and my entire right hand landed into a cactus.
Yes.
Ouch.
And
these are problems that people in Alaska don't have.
Yeah, and what's scary about it is, and as you all know, we talked about it, there's so much poison in some of these cacti that I still have some symptoms in my hand.
Wow.
You're still feeling it.
From the actual punctures.
Wow.
Man.
Yeah, if you look at my hand, you actually will see the bumps.
Deformed.
Your
of the punctures.
Your small, girly-like hands. Your delicate hands.
Oh, man.
You know what? The masseuse could have taken care of that.
They could have.
Yeah.
But they didn't.
Hand massage.
Got problems with pricks. Yes. All right, here's the, this is the best one, though.
Okay. Huh?
This is the Craigslist of Boston. And it's wanted for sale free. It is not okay to contact this poster with other commercial interest or services.
Actual mileage may vary.
Headline, children's book, The Inchworm That Spoke in Riddles. this has got to be good.
Oh, but that's cute.
Large, and this is written so genuinely. The Inchworm That Spoke in Riddles, the synopsis. Large print book from 1975. The touching story of an inchworm who can never get his story straight. Follow along as neighborhood kids Maya and Julia go on an exciting adventure with RJ the Inchworm as he tries to find his magical pistachio. Published by the Mike O'Mara Show. But here's the best thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
There was an inquiry about it.
Oh, really?
Diana from Boston writes,
sure.
Hello, this book sounds really cute. Is it still available? I think my niece Zoe would enjoy it. Uh-huh. She loves books.
Oh, well, good.
I will write this over the weekend.
Was it free?
Yeah.
Oh,
my God.
Free stuff.
Free ad. Jeez.
Where are you located? I live in Brighton and could come by to pick it up sometime Friday or Saturday. Thank you.
Wow.
Isn't that great? And now pretty soon Zoe will be able to find the secret of the magical pistachio.
Listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Where have you been?
I got sick.
Has Summer said anything to you yet?
No, not yet.
Well, she said no.
She did? But what about that other girl?
What other girl?
The one that left all that crap on your porch.
You mean Deb?
Yes, her.
What about her?
Well, I asked her about too.
What? Well, nobody's gonna go out with me.
Have you asked anybody yet?
No, but who would? I don't even have any good skills.
What do you mean?
You know, like nunchuck skills, bow hunting skills, computer hacking skills. Girls only want boyfriends who have great skills.
Aren't you pretty good at drawing, like, animals and warriors and stuff?
Yes. Probably the best that I know of.
Just draw a picture of the girl you want to take out and give it to her for, like, a gift or something.
That's a pretty good idea.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Rob.
Give it to her for like a gig.
we were talking about that clip at McDonald's the other day.
Well, what happened is I'd had a lot to drink on vacation. Shocker.
What?
And yes.
Alcoholic beverage?
We threw the Napoleon Dynamite in the DVD player, and I watched it with the kids. And it's really funny on a lot of levels. That movie is a funny and weird film.
But it was funnier for me after the fact.
Oh, yeah. The first time I saw it, I didn't really get it.
Me too.
Really? Oh, no. I liked it from the beginning.
From
and
the word
I
go?
I have it on my phone. I carry
it really?
Everywhere.
God.
Yeah,
it's an
Dynamite.
Acquired taste.
It is. Kind of like when he drinks the raw eggs.
Exactly.
Very, very strange. Good Brilliant. Film, though. Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios,
Yay.
Tis America's most beloved podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show. Downloaded more than 14 million times and heard in 150 countries worldwide. Call us if you dare at 7,185,061,625.
I love that.
It is June 22nd, 2012, Buzz.
Yes, it is, and we're brought to you today by Clores Perry Mitchell. Medical malpractice happens even at military facilities. KPM is experienced, passionate representation with some of the biggest personal injury and medical malpractice awards in the area. KPM, where you talk to a professional, not an operator, and the conversations are free. KPM is where other firms send their toughest cases, and KPM has the resources to take on the biggest defendants. With 30 years experience and service to the community, Clores Perry Mitchell, 202-628-8100 or clores.com for more information. Each case is unique. Case results depend on various factors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Scott Perry, attorney at law.
Give them a call or something.
Or something.
Or something. Cool. Today's a big day.
It is.
Yes, because Mike O'Mara is awake.
Mm-hmm.
He is alert.
Yes, he is.
And he had a few bites of cake.
Birthday cake.
He's 53 today.
That's
53?
Right. Yeah.
Can we call Mike? Can we call Mike
it.
On the
Bring
telephone?
It up.
Yeah, go ahead.
Nice. I just thought he was 60.
He's not expecting this call, so this could go very poorly.
The hot weather continues, so let's ask him how he is.
Yeah, please. Yeah. We have to keep track of all senior citizens.
He doesn't look 53, to be fair.
No, he doesn't.
No, 63.
Mike looks pretty much the same as he's always looked. I think we're all pretty unchanging.
Solid 51.
You need to get out more.
Yeah.
Solid 51.
Yeah, I guess that was a better thing to say before we upgraded the cameras. they might have bought in.
Let's go back to standard def.
Now, there is a chance that Mike is sleeping off the night before.
Yes, that's all right. Well, let's try again
Papa?
In a little bit.
Yeah, we should try again. No, he's not there. So he is down in FLA, and he'll be back tomorrow. And I believe most of us are convening at a party tomorrow.
That's right.
So I'm excited. I will be selecting the music for Mike.
But not his birthday party.
No, but I plan to bring him a tchotchke.
No, that's good.
Something.
Yes.
I guess now that we're not calling anymore, I can kill the Claire Deleuze.
Would it be strange?
I don't know.
Hopefully we can get him on the program. But would
love
it be
that.
Tomorrow's soiree. Mm-hmm.
Yes, a swinging soiree.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What is the pool party of pool parties?
Mm-hmm.
The birthday party is for Carla's mom.
Linda.
Right.
Yes. Uh-huh. Now, is it really for Mike because Mike doesn't want to have a birthday party and the ruse is Carla's mom, or is it a double birthday party? Because what I've run into is, do I bring something for Mike and Linda, or?
Here's what I think. Here's the answer. I think flowers or a bottle of wine would be something nice for her.
Yes.
Because we're not as close to her or know her quite as well as we know Mike.
Yes.
So we've all gotten together and we've gotten
we figured
nice
out what Mike's situation.
Yeah, we got the whole
right?
Mike
so
thing covered.
Always a little something for the hostess, the guest of honor, or the you know, the person of honor in this case is Linda. So a little something for her, you know, like flowers,
but
candy.
But it's for Linda, not Mike.
Yeah,
well,
because
that's what I'm hearing.
They're putting Mike to work.
They're making Mike spin the rails.
Oh, that's right. You know, he gets upset about things, and he's so upset about the fact that he has this party the same day that he's doing. Flying is work.
Yeah,
and
he's flying
back home and has the party on the same day, and he feels a little overwhelmed.
I heard that.
He's going to love when he starts to play the records because it is so easy. When he was probably volunteered to do this, make no mistake, Mike did not say, hey, hey, I have bananas in my hands. Hey, I want to DJ this wedding or party. But what happened is he was told to do it But what he's in the back of his mind, he thinks it's going to be raffles too again.
Right.
He thinks he's going to be bringing in milk crates full
of
LPs.
He's feeling pressure when he really shouldn't.
All I'm going to show up. I still have the equipment from the poker run. So
yeah.
When Mike arrives, all he's going to have to do is, he's not even going to have to plug in his iPad, because I have it.
If he wants to pick up a mic, he can. If he doesn't, he doesn't
exactly.
have to.
He's going
to
have
easy
a blast.
For
yeah.
him.
I might be bringing Tomo as well.
Oh,
yeah. You know what? That's good news.
Now it's a party.
Carrie won't be there.
Carrie's
earning a living. But
she
I'll
might
bring
now.
The children. Yeah, you know, she might. Carrie's listening to the podcast right now going, I think I have something.
But it should be fun.
No, it will be fun. And the kids always love it. This is a house designed for entertaining, with the pool and the fountains and the drinking and the fun and the nice. So it'll be a great party. We look forward to seeing Mike there.
Yeah.
And of course, looking forward to having Mike back live in studio.
Happy birthday to him, nevertheless.
Yeah, yeah. Because I know he's probably watching now on Ustream.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why he can't come to the phone.
Yeah. Shh, don't answer. I'm looking at Oscar.
He's knee deep in pillow.
Yeah, he's probably had himself a very relaxed morning. I know one guy who was going to get the Mike O'Mara ribbon of enjoyment for his last 24 hours is Mr. Mark Ronick, who I got the text this morning that simply read, "I'm having a morning."
Yes.
Oh, I believe it said morning from hell.
Yeah, well, I was going to give you a little bit of benefit there.
But it really started yesterday with the commute from hell, right?
Oh, that was delightful because, I had Maya the night before.
Yes.
And as a good host, I probably should have said, "Maya, do you have everything?"
Uh-huh.
And instead I just said, "You're going to have to get in the car."
Yeah.
Time to go.
Yes. I said to her something that she's probably never heard before, but my kids hear all the time. The time to go is 5 minutes ago.
Yes.
You need to get in the car.
Oh, I like that.
Robert,
5 minutes ago. Yeah.
Robert is very, very into the way I schedule things, and he's much better at it than Julia.
Okay.
And yesterday, it was a bit of a scorcher.
Yeah.
While the girls were still putting Littlest Pet Shop into Ziploc bags.
Yes.
Which is, and Maya loves them.
She loves them. And it's like
little,
the best thing ever for
little
her.
Rubberized plastic.
I saw them. You know? I was corrected when I said, "Hey guys, I see you're rocking your My Little Ponies," and then they all made fun of me.
They scolded you for being wrong.
So they're packing up the Littlest Pet Shop. I guess they're sorting them in different plastic bags.
Of course.
Robert is sitting in the car with the windows up ready to go. The car is not running. He's in a sauna. But he's definitely got his dad's sort of let's go mentality.
Uh-huh.
And the girls are packing
Come
up.
On.
So I should have said to Maya, "Do you have everything?"
Well, I mean, that would have been helpful. But as a parent, and you know this too, we tell Maya, you're responsible for your things.
Right.
And if you misplace or leave something somewhere, that's your problem.
You're bad.
And we're going to have to deal with it later.
Parent to parent, it really became your problem rather quickly.
You should have made her drive.
Because when we got here, Maya said, "Rob," and I love that she just calls me Rob.
Yeah.
She calls you Rob?
Yeah, because she is, a perfect miniature human. And tiny. And Rob.
Should
Rob,
be Mr. Rob,
yeah.
I think.
Something. Yeah. I actually really dig it. I do.
Well, and I think she does that.
Mr.
Spiewak. I never refer to him as Mr. Rob, when I'm talking about him to her.
And uncle
so
is
she
just
picks that up.
Uncle is as creepy as it is wrong.
Yeah.
What would you as, I don't know what I would like if... maybe I would like Oscar better than Mr.
Yeah. You know what? We,
Mr. Santana.
We got the
this
Mr.
makes us feel old.
Well, we got from Jabril is that you do Mr. with a first name. I think
yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Oscar is nice.
Yes.
But, it's different with our kids. For example, they call Mark that Jew.
Yes, that's
because
true.
They pick up,
see, that's just wrong.
They pick up
El
on what I said.
Judeo.
Yeah.
No, but so she said, "Rob, I forgot my iPod and my glasses and my magazines my towel." I mean, there was a big stack of stuff there.
There was.
She was moving in.
And so I said, "You know what, Maya? Not a problem. It's easy. We have basically a shuttle service. I see your dad every day."
That's right.
"I'll pack it up and bring it. I need my iPod now."
Yes.
And because they were headed to Kentucky.
Well, there was all week that Melissa's been back and forth about whether or not they're going to go to Kentucky to see her family.
Right.
Cousins.
And and lots of cousins there.
Sure.
And
God's country.
And so Maya cannot be without her iPod, especially for that trip.
Mm-hmm.
It's an 8-hour drive.
Right.
So she wanted her iPod.
I mean, think of when you were little and you had to travel without your iPod.
Oh, I don't know what. When I was little, they just. My parents were mean. it wasn't, "Hey, let's hang out and do things." You just sit there and shut up and relax.
Exactly.
We're going to do a second bonus hour this week just on that.
Yeah,
I think so. My parents were mean.
I mean, I just don't think you had an option to care.
Right.
No, if you were really good, you got the book with the pen that would reveal the answers.
Did you ever get those? The invisible pen.
The invisible pen. But you had to be good. That was normally a trip back thing for me. The ride up, it was just sit down and
or
shut
an
etch
a sketch or anything like
something.
That. Yeah.
So
basically, the whole problem was is, you know, normally that would have been fine. Rob brings it the next day, but
yeah, 23 hours away from the electronics.
They weren't going to leave at 2 o'clock when I get back home on Friday.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They weren't going to do that because an 8-hour drive, that would have just been a waste of time.
Bedtime. Yeah.
So I said, all right, I will go to Rob's and we'll pick it up. So we'll drive to Leesburg, get everything that you need, and then we'll go home.
So, and if you have a map or you can bring this up on your computer, trace from Manassas to Leesburg and then back to
Germantown,
Montgomery County.
Maryland.
Yeah, an hour out of your way.
At least more than that, probably. If you think about it, Mark and I have the two longest commutes to get here.
And then add the worst traffic.
Different directions.
Yeah. Add the worst traffic in America to that.
Yeah,
so it's like 40 miles for each of us each way.
Yeah, it's even a little bit more for me.
But you got to ride the ferry.
I did.
Because there is, I didn't know this until quite recently. RJ hit me to this. I live so far out, I'm close to the Potomac.
Mm-hmm.
And that the easiest way to get from Leesburg into Maryland, where Mark and his people live, mm-hmm. is to cross the Potomac River. But there isn't a bridge. There's White's Ferry.
It's the quickest way.
It is. And it's a slower route because there's not
George Washington knew that.
Super highway. There is no super highway on the other side of the ferry, but especially in times of traffic. Yeah. So you get on the world's slowest craft.
It is. It's very slow.
So what happened? Did you leave here to go to Rob's?
I did. I had a few things to do here. So Rob took
First you shut Robert down.
Yeah. Well, Maya was going to go with Rob and family.
The Speewax.
And when
I was told I have a fun car.
When Robert heard that, he said, "Oh, well, can I go with Mark?"
And I said, yes, you can.
So he wants to get away from the girls as much as they want to get away from
and
him.
And he probably thinks you're cool.
Well, we seem to have a good relationship.
Mr. Rob.
Yeah. But I didn't. I told
him. Can I ride with Mr. Jew?
You can.
Oh, stop.
I drive with the Heeb?
No. But you're young and hip.
Yeah. Right,
and
he's
like, I want to hang out with the young and hip guys.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
We are cut from different clothes.
But I told him I had a lot of business calls to make. Yeah. If he wanted to come, he could. But I was going to be awfully boring if he came.
Yeah, you really couldn't entertain him. And I think he was looking for the Mark that he got at McDonald's.
Right. So yes, he quickly said, oh, I was just kidding. I'm going to go with my dad. So
we all piled in the car and we drove out. And I just was amazed at all the stuff that Maya had left behind. And Mark made the trip. I'd say it probably took you to get from here to your home, I would say, in excess of 2 hours.
In total, you know what? Maybe 90 minutes. Because
that's not bad. Lucky.
That when you hit that ferry at the right time, it's a slow ride across, but it makes it a lot faster because if you get there and the ferry's on the other side of the water,
that could be 25 minutes.
You got to wait for it to unload.
And the thing about
the
ferry, it's not a proper boat. It really is just a cable.
It's a pulley system.
Yeah,
it is.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what it is.
No, it's not a pulley system. Ferry. It's a cable that it guides it across, and it's a diesel engine that pushes the
boat. Okay, right.
Thank you for clearing that up.
I actually solved the mystery there.
We did.
Yeah.
So really, that wasn't so bad. It was a little out of my way. But then came the morning.
And what's up with that? I know that you have your dog and your liver paste here.
So if you're keeping score at home, you have basically done everything to make your daughter happy for this trip.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, which is very kind of you.
Yes.
Because I think you were, as when the dad juices started flowing, you were thinking maybe you were going to try to make a play for her to skip it? Was it ever in your mind that she was going to have to be without the iPod?
Briefly, not an option. Briefly until my wife texted me and said, can you please go get it so that we can go to Kentucky
Mom
tomorrow.
Juices are more powerful than dad juices.
Yes.
Because Mr. Santana here would have looked at little Santana and said, SOL, buddy.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
You got to ride the pimp hand on that little girl.
Here's the motivation.
My kids are
going to
hate
me. There's motivation.
Well, you're
there.
Mean like your parents.
Yeah.
There is some selfish behavior behind this because by getting that iPod and getting Maya to go to Kentucky today, I have the weekend to myself.
So that's
a very rare occasion.
Yeah, and that's worth a 90-minute commute.
Bada bing.
But I woke up this
morning. Get ready, ladies.
And yeah.
drove it cheerfully.
I woke up this morning and I was okay at first, but I started just to get stressed because, as you guys know, I've got Lucy here, so you got to pack up for a dog, a puppy as well.
Yeah. Liver paste.
I've raised two children and I've never showed up anywhere with as much stuff as you. And you unpack stuff that look like marital aids.
Yes.
You've got this thing that looks like a human centipede that you've got. It really does look like, you know, the cheese in a can you get that squirts?
Yeah.
He has it, but it's full of liver. Yes. And he squirts it into the thing.
Can you take the dog, though? Why wouldn't they take the dog with them?
Because Melissa felt like it was going to be a little too stressful to deal with the puppy in an 8-hour car ride.
Oh, I got
and
you.
Besides, that kind of thing.
Besides, Lucy left her iPad at my house.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're in charge of Lucy all weekend.
And not only am I in charge of her, I've got my senior dog, Marley.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh.
And my parents are going away for the weekend, so I'm going to have their dog as well. So
now, that's another little dog.
Yes.
But still, that's a lot of dogs.
It's three dogs that I'm going to be caring for. So I think that stress was starting to set in a little bit.
Sure, you're realizing it.
And you know, and then I always get stressed out whenever there's a trip going on in my house where there's packing up and mm-hmm. there's a lot of rush to get out the door. It just kind of gets
are you
me
a guy,
it generates that, yeah.
No one is as OCD as me, mm-hmm. but are you OCD in the way that when you see things in disorder, even in a way that is going to result in getting them out the door, mm-hmm. does that bother
yes,
you?
Yes, I think it does. Okay. I don't realize it until I look back on it, and yes, I think it does. I just want everything to be, you know, okay,
yes,
and moving
I know.
Along.
Yeah, I'm going through that with the screen porch. They've just made a mess of the place, and mm-hmm. I can't wait for them to finish so I can clean up the
And
mess.
The weird thing is that even when you know that you can clean it up, it's still a full day of cleaning. It's not like when it's over. It's over. When it's over, it begins.
I've got a quick question before we get to the rest of your story.
Okay.
Is it possible when you hear that you're going to have basically three animals mm-hmm. and a free weekend, mm-hmm. that equation, I mean, those are polar
In
opposites.
In some states, that's a holiday.
Yeah,
right.
Or illegal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But...
Less liver paste, more peanut
Is
butter.
It possible that you say, okay, look, I could be a good man and take care of my animals, but mm-hmm. when do I really have a free weekend?
Right.
Do you call a pet hotel?
Yeah, a boarding service.
I don't.
No.
Because otherwise my parents would have just done that anyway with their dog.
Yeah, but you don't but that's the thing,
you don't have to tell anybody.
Yeah,
you don't have to tell
I know,
them.
That's true.
You just drop them off and pick them up.
I haven't thought about it.
Go to a cut rate one. A cheap one.
That's true.
You don't need the one with the
carpet. Then they could all be in the same place together because they know each other.
Right.
So then they would have done time together.
Here's the problem.
Oh, do they cost a lot of money?
Yeah.
They do.
For three dogs especially?
Yeah,
no, thank you.
What if you get a rate for one little pen? Like they all hang out in that little pen.
What if you trade it out?
I don't know if they have a Costco dog daycare center.
Kirkland
so that's
pet
out.
Hotel.
Okay. Disregard that.
But you know what? I like the way you think.
Thank you.
It's a good idea. It's a good thought.
Yes.
So I'm already running late because I'm just helping out with their stuff.
Right.
I'm dealing with the dog stuff and my own stuff. I finally get in the car. I'm going to be a little bit later than normal, but no problem. Mm-hmm. I was still going to get here in time. I'm about 5 minutes into my ride.
Right.
And Maya calls me.
Yes.
Oh, no.
And in somewhat of a panic.
Uh-oh.
Papa, do you know where my iPod is?
Oh, my.
And I'm
God.
Like, are you kidding me?
I know it's not at Rob's.
Yeah. Well, and she had it. I saw her with it earlier that morning.
So it wasn't my thought is that it might have been in the car and you had it with you.
But
so
no,
obviously,
she had
that
it.
But she had it in the house.
Okay,
in
awesome.
The house.
And so I said, no, Maya, I don't know where it is. Have you looked for it yet? I've looked a little bit. I said, has mom helped you? No, not yet. She's packing. And I said, well, Maya, I don't know what you need me to do here. Right. I don't know where it is. And she said, I don't know where it is. And if I can't find it, how am I going to go? And and so I'm sitting there to myself and I say, I didn't drive all the way to Leesburg.
Right.
Yeah.
For her now
not to have it
on the car ride.
She's going
to
have the damn thing before she leaves.
Yeah. Right. So I said, all right, fine. I'm turning around.
So wait, but so you saw it already?
She had it in the morning.
Yeah, but did you stop on the side of the road to make sure it was in the car?
No, I didn't because I knew it was.
He knew it was in the house.
I knew it was in the house.
Oh, that's horrible.
Back in the house.
Yeah, so I get to the house and Lucy.
So
you go back.
You did.
I go
back.
I turn around.
So this is a 15-minute decision.
Yeah,
at least.
Yeah,
at least 15.
At least. And I had the dog in the car, and we put her in a crate in the car and secure it with a seatbelt and all that. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to deal with that again.
Secure it with a seatbelt?
Yeah. It has
a
little seatbelt attachment
at
the top that you slide through.
I would just run the seatbelt through her collar.
No.
No, because you want to kill a dog?
Yeah.
I don't. That's why I put the seatbelt on it.
No.
You've seen him drive.
So I get...
You turn around.
I turn around. I get back. I tell Maya, get in the car and keep the dog company.
Right.
And I go inside, and I am tearing the house up.
Oh,
tearing,
you just don't know where it is.
No
oh my God,
clue.
I just got that.
No effing clue. tearing it up. I am, and Melissa then starts looking too because she was getting all of their stuff, the rest of their stuff together.
Packing. Yeah.
So now she's about 20 minutes into it. She's looking. She can't find it. I go to the car and I'm looking through some of the car that of Maya's things that are packed.
Right.
Still can't find it. And finally, I got in my car and I said, Maya, you go in and help your mom find it. I'll wait here with the dog because I want to see at this point whether they're going to find it.
Right, right.
So
you're invested now.
And so I'm sitting there and I said, you know what? I know it's not going to tell me what exact room of the house it's in,
but
I'm
find my iPod.
Find my iPod.
Yeah, which is an iPhone app.
Yeah,
yes.
Which I used to get my iPad back.
You know what? I'll tell you something about it when you're done, but yeah, that's a great thing.
Yeah.
This thing. So
I pull it up. It finds my iPhone.
Right.
It finds my iPad, and it doesn't find her iPod.
Oh.
And so I'm thinking to myself, well, wait. I know she had it in the house, so
right.
It's not. It hasn't been taken.
Mm-hmm.
She can't find it. It won't locate it, which right. means the Wi-Fi
taken.
Signal is no longer picking up the iPod.
Okay,
because
yes.
it needs that in
yes,
order to
right.
in order to track.
Do you have?
You're
any,
basically trying to GPS
right.
The object.
In
do you
your
have
house.
Any like vaults or steel rooms? And did she leave it in the panic room?
Yeah, that's right. No, it. So I said to myself, well, then it's not in the house.
Right.
And I knew it was fully charged, so it wasn't like the battery was dead, and
right.
that's why it wasn't being tracked. So I said, it's got to be in the car. So we go back in the car, and we're and looking through. We're still not finding it. And
your car or their car?
My,
sorry.
The car they're taking to Kentucky.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
And I still don't find it, so I go back in my car because now I'm just fuming.
Yeah,
of course.
You know,
and
I just,
you know, at best, you're going to be an hour later
yeah,
than you want to
right.
be.
Yeah, right. And so they're looking, and then all of a sudden I saw Melissa go to the passenger side and dig through her purse.
In Melissa's purse?
And all of a sudden...
So Melissa
it's
has a lead-lined purse?
Her effing purse. Well, it's because the Wi-Fi signal didn't travel
right.
outside
yes.
the house
right.
into
right.
the
you
car.
You want to keep it in the purse so it's safe.
So oh Melissa must have grabbed it at some point
and just
put
threw
it,
it
in
her
purse because Maya didn't put it in there.
Yeah.
So if Maya had consulted with Mom first, would she have remembered? Did she remember?
No, Mom
oh,
didn't,
she
remember.
Didn't remember.
She put it in
she
the
put
purse.
It in there.
Yeah.
So that whole time, Melissa knew exactly where the damn iPod was,
yeah.
and it's in the damn purse.
But,
no,
but she didn't know.
She didn't remember.
She should have known.
Right.
She yes. should have known.
Yeah.
Now, do you pull a Fantana and break the iPod?
Almost.
No.
Yeah.
Well, when
but,
you
no.
said you went
well,
home
would...
to tear up the house... you really tore up the house.
Yeah,
you?
My house is a disaster.
You were frantic.
Right now.
You were frantic because you were not happy.
Yeah,
but you see,
yeah,
if,
right.
you, if you were to destroy the iPod, that doesn't punish the party that needs to be punished.
No.
What you should do is destroy the purse.
That's right.
And you know what's funny?
Right.
You bring up that find my I lost my phone on Wednesday night. I couldn't find it anywhere, and it was late at night. And you know, going through my ritual to go to bed, it's like 11 o'clock, and I charge my phone, and I couldn't find it, and I was like. Damn it.
Mm-hmm.
And I look out in the car. I don't see it. I look all around the house. I don't see it. So I activate Find My iPhone, and it finds it. The map is so exact.
Yeah.
I could see it that based on the map, it's in my driveway.
Oh.
I go out. It had slipped under the floor mat of my car.
Oh,
that's
wow.
So awesome.
But, I mean, I could tell from that app that it was
yes.
not only at my house, but in the driveway of my
yes.
house. It was wild.
Find My iPhone, a great invention.
Yeah, it is a great one, yeah. But we called Todd. He'd say... No, I can't do it.
Do you? So did you? How did you leave things?
I said,
"Fast as
good
possible.
Luck, good luck. I'm out of here.
I'm
and
out.
I just
that's
tore.
It.
I just
wow.
tore off.
Well, yeah. welcome back. You are
Thank
among
you.
Friends.
Thank you. Yes,
well
it's
done.
Nice to be
and
back.
You can
back.
Feel the tension. Isn't that weird?
I can't. I still can't shake it. Yeah.
Mark, have you seen my iPhone?
No.
You're here.
Good
at least,
luck.
At least you found the liver paste. We're coming back. You know, Lucy is here today.
Yeah.
And we will
a
talk
dog.
Pets when we return.
Oh, yes. Cool.
MikeOMaraShow.com. Whoop, whoop. It's Heat Wave.
Whoop, whoop.
No, that's the lyrics to the song. Huh?
I know.
Who is this?
It's Heat Wave doing the groove line.
Oh, the group is called Heat Wave?
Heat Wave, yeah, because of the heat wave we're having outside.
Oh.
We're doing the groove line thing. Buzz.
Yes.
Help
yes,
us.
I am here. We're brought to you this segment by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page for your home and workplace. You know, it powers the show when you buy your stuff through the Amazon link. On our website.
I use those in all my favorite salads. The Amazon link.
The banner at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon takes you directly to your account, and we get the credit.
Yeah.
You save money and support the show when you shop through MikeOMaraShow.com. It means everything to us.
Please do it. And, you know, I need all the help I can get because I'll just be brief about this. I'm falling apart.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have you ever seen something in your peripheral vision and you see it, but you don't see it? When I had the kids at the pool, I felt like there was something on my chest. Because, and ladies, get ready for this. I was sitting in a lounge chair.
Nice.
And yeah.
Shirtless?
Yes.
Oscar, you can just let that dog go.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
And so
I don't know what to do with
it. I thought I saw something on my chest. And I, you know, you can only look down so far, and there's no mirror at the pool.
Mm-hmm.
So I eventually get down to, I'm showing like 15 chins, and I see it. I have a startlingly white gray chest hair.
Oh.
Like an Anderson Cooper white chest hair.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, I don't care about going gray. It's, that's why I've shaved all my hair off everywhere else, because I've got the gray haircut. But this is like a beacon of silver magic on my chest. And I can't ignore it because it's sticking out.
Yeah.
And I swear, I told Mark yesterday, if I was a dog, I would be backing up in circles trying to see.
Like chasing your tail.
Yeah, like chasing my tail, trying to find that. And then I get up this morning, and because I was in the sun, my head is starting to peel.
Oh.
Yeah, and I oiled it, so it's not as
bad
now.
I see it now.
But it looks like I've been in the hen house. It looks like I've got feathers on my head.
But sunscreen. Do you put sunblock on?
I do, but...
Not enough.
Well...
It sweats off.
No, but what? I mean, what do you have? What SPF?
Like 50. I am so fair.
You need to do probably a higher count
or,
for your head.
Or wear a hat.
Yeah, I should.
Well, the waterproof kind helps. Try to find the kind that doesn't sweat off.
Yeah, I need that. Yeah. But I'm falling apart.
Now, is that your first gray chest hair that you've found?
Yes, it actually was.
So did
you pluck it or?
Yeah, what did you do with it?
It's still there.
Oh,
you're... maybe we can give it away to a listener. Yeah, I'm afraid if I pull it out, the whole thing's gonna unravel like
we're
the top
not giving
of a bag
it away.
Of...
How long?
Like
is
the
it?
Top of a bag of dog food.
How?
You know when you pull it? Yeah, the chest hair's
good. How long is it?
It's like about 15-18 inches.
No. There are some hairs, and I don't think women have to deal with this, but men do.
Uh-huh.
That you will have a rogue hair once in a while.
Yeah, they do. Women do have to deal with that.
That is just. Just like you were like, how did that grow that fast, and what just happened?
Like an inch and a half. And the weird thing is you never see a gray hair that's like tiny. They appear like they happen overnight.
Well, the first one or two, you know, and Mike has quite a lot of white chest hair.
Yes. Father Time
that,
hair.
You know, poking out. And suddenly.
As that photographic noticed, calendar he released will attest to.
Now, and like you said, it happened suddenly. Now I've noticed, when I first got the first one or two, I thought, well, I'll just pluck those out.
Right.
And I did. But you can't make a career out of that.
No.
So
now they are numerous enough that I just have to leave
I think
alone.
I'm going to go home, pull it out, put it in a jar, and eventually make a quilt.
Can I see it real quick?
Sure.
Just pull it down.
Oh.
And this is just.
Right there?
You know, you two have been.
I see.
They've grown closer.
And you know what? It was. Yeah. It's not sticking out the way it was at the pool. The pool, it looked like a boy in the middle of the Chesapeake.
Right.
It was upsetting me.
And the only reason I asked to see it is because I've been getting chest gray hairs for 3 years now.
Well, it's your lifestyle.
And I pluck. I pluck them.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And it's like a
it's
game.
It's like a hobby.
Yeah, yeah. I enjoy plucking gray hairs.
Really,
every
you know,
once
if that's a game for you, I'm going to get you Stratego because it's so much better.
But both of you will eventually reach a point. I think early ones mean nothing because people sort of get prematurely gray and spots.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it'll eventually get numerous enough that you'll just say that's all.
It's a game of hairs.
Yeah. Right. But the
splitting hairs.
But the question. Question is, Rob, have you found any down there?
I have not.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, neither have I.
Really?
I'm the oldest guy here.
I might have found one or two on occasion.
That is so hot.
But that comes from stress, right?
I mean,
it comes from penile stress.
Yes. No, but just stress overall. These gray hairs,
I think,
are stress.
I do believe that gray.
A lot of it can be that, yes.
You know, my father has a twin brother, and his brother Pete is the same age, obviously, maybe 2 or 3 minutes
Uncle Peter?
Uncle Peter.
Wow.
Different Uncle Peter. Pete is absolutely gray, silver gray, and my father still is mostly brown haired, and they're the same age, same gene pool.
Yeah,
and it's because my father divorced, I think.
Oh
wow. Really cool,
many more single years than
really cool
Pete.
English teacher in junior high who he was a young man, he could have been the early 30s, I would think, and his hair was all gray. It was weird, but you know, it was okay.
Sometimes it happens. Yeah. It's Elvis, when Elvis died, his hair was white.
Oh really?
Yeah, he'd been dying it for so long that when they laid his body in state, and Elvis was only 42.
So was his colon.
Yeah. And chalky.
White. Yes.
They actually, the mortician had to color his hair with mascara because he had not colored his hair in a while. He had like a quarter inch of white hair on his head. So Elvis was a prematurely gray guy.
Yeah,
as well.
I'm glad. I really thought that it was weird that I was getting them, and I haven't talked to anybody
it's
about
random.
That.
Right. It's random.
So I was just like, well, and I'll sit in front of the mirror, and I won't even see anything. I'll just catch it in the light, and I'm like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Blind you.
That was. it was just so addictive to try to look at, and it was just out of my field of vision. And the bad thing is that the pool, you know, all the fat and plain moms that go to my kid's school, the same fat and plain moms come to the pool. And so in order to look at it, I would have to put my chin down in such a way that even with the weight loss, I still had like nine chins.
Where do your school's hot teachers swim?
I don't know.
Are there any hot moms that ever go to the pool?
Ever? Ever?
In anybody's neighborhood pool?
Yeah.
Like, are there some moms that you're just like, damn. Yes,
I do know that Memorial Day weekend, there was one mom who wore a thong to the pool.
Whoa.
And that
holy mackerel.
Like the Facebook and Twitter universe in my neighborhood exploded.
Yeah, right.
All the fat and plain moms, the F&PMs. Although it is, that's it. There was pictures all over Facebook. Now, what we get a lot at our pool are moms that look like Sue Sylvester from Glee.
Yeah.
And they love bathing suits that are like skirts and tank tops. And there's a lot of fabric.
Wide
going.
Horizontal stripes.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, let's be fair now. Okay. Because I feel like this week, and probably because of me for the most part,
right.
And I got a long Facebook message about this.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Why the long Facebook
has
message?
Been misogynistic.
Hey!
Good job. Hey. Mastered it.
So I worked on that. I worked on that all the way here.
I bet.
So what I want to know is, do women have the same conversation that we're having right now about the men in their dads at the pool?
Absolutely. I guarantee it.
Oh,
I
absolutely.
It
right?
No question.
Sure. Yeah, we're not like the hot happening pool like you would see it like in the movie Caddyshack.
Yeah.
We're not young. And I mean, we're all moms and dads. And then there's the 10-year-olds.
Right.
And there's that long. What we need is we need to focus on the 22-year-old. And they just don't exist at
No, because they leave.
Yeah, they're gone.
They go to college.
They're
even
beach.
The 32-year-old.
No, yeah, but see, we do get the late teenagers or maybe early 20s
all right,
that are home
Sandusky.
From school.
Yeah. Oh, but those are basically slacker kids.
Well, they're home from school. Yeah, maybe they're on the weekend.
Look who's grown up.
Yeah. Yeah. So sometimes you'll see a nice young 20-something
there. We have a couple hot
lifeguards.
What
about the girls?
Yeah, we have a couple hot lifeguards, but all the women lifeguards at our pool are Russian.
Yes, yeah, that's right. A big. Oh, did I ever tell you what the story with that is?
No,
please.
Oh my God, Russian I had this lifeguard. Like long conversation about why that is. Apparently, what's happening in the Eastern Bloc is that there's this like travel agency / work visa company that brings in.
We all, have good deal on chlorine.
That brings in all these these people that come, not really the Eastern Bloc, but the immigrants that are coming for work visas, they hear these wonderful stories about iPhones and iPads and America.
Land of plenty.
Yeah. So what's easy to get if you put in the time is your lifeguard license.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to get your CPR license. It's like a day. And then you got to learn life saving. You got to be able to swim. You got to do all these things. So they ship them over on a work visa from somewhere in the Eastern Bloc or the former USSR. And they just put them everywhere across the country.
So it's not just local to here.
It's not just local to here. And then they put them up in homes. They have group homes for them. But what's great for...
Man, can you imagine a group home that's filled with Russian lifeguards?
Yeah.
That even if you work yourself too hard, they can still save your life.
Yeah.
And they're all in their early
20s. Right. Yes, they are.
Above 18. And they're spending the summers in the States. And what's I imagine is great for... the pool companies is that they don't have to pay them the type of money you would pay otherwise.
They work for Borscht.
I've also noticed that for those people that know of the beaches near us, like the Ocean City, Maryland, Dewey, Rehoboth, I noticed I've gone to Rehoboth a few times over the past few years, and there are a lot of Russian workers at the different
waitresses,
bartenders.
Yeah. And you know what? Yeah. I saw a lot of Germans the last time I was in Ocean City, which is, I mean.
But wouldn't you do that if someone said, hey, let's go to Europe and you can be a lifeguard somewhere?
Right.
But it's still disconcerting when you see really the golden woman and, you know, the tan and the blonde hair and the blue eyes.
Yeah.
And you say, we have three passes in for Spiewak. It is name that starts with S.
But they've been trained.
Yeah.
But I guess the point was you can't. Dog all these moms that are there.
No,
when most of us dads, I imagine, by us I mean not me,
right?
But most of us dads probably think the same thing.
No, we can dog them because they feel free to dog us back, and I just want a little scenery. I can't spend don't you think hours and hours.
Diversity. You know, here's how you cover that. You see, you want diversity.
I would love that. Yes. Maybe you should maybe lose some weight.
Now, Mark, this is going to sound so homoerotic, but I'm just going to say it anyway.
Okay. Bring it. You've come to the right show.
Well, hold on. Are you going to outdo May I See Your Chest Hair, Please?
I just wanted to see if it was as normal as mine. There, would you be considered a hot dad in your neighborhood?
God.
I can answer that. Yes, he would.
I think so.
I guess.
I think he'd be a hot dad in any neighborhood.
So. Yeah. I guess
okay.
So.
I mean, you're a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
I mean, a younger guy.
I hear comments from women listeners who are admirers.
Okay. Yeah, and male listeners.
Yeah.
You know, Trip Affleck caught you a nice compliment yesterday.
Yes, Trip enjoys my homosexual voice, my impersonation of a homosexual.
He does. Isn't that great?
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yes, it's very special. Trip, this one goes out to you, sweetheart. Thanks.
Now, I do know that I am not the hot dad in my neighborhood.
Yeah, you're the funny dad.
I'm the scary dad.
Yes, we all know that.
But funny. I do know, and particularly when I see her at the pool, I know that Carrie is one of the hot moms in the neighborhood.
Of course, she's very beautiful.
Which is nice. And so if we could perhaps do like some sort of promotional stunt where we got Mark and Carrie to go out together, then it would be like, look at good-looking couple making good-looking children at the pool.
And you guys know my vacation friends.
Yes.
Holly and Mary.
As a matter of fact, if we were over budget at the pool, I would like to rent Holly.
Yeah, okay.
Just to come hang out
at
the pool.
Well, they belong to our pool as well.
Oh,
so there are some of the hot moms that come. And what's funny is that there are also another set of mothers that we don't socialize with, but that all the other women will talk about these women because they are all hard bodies.
They hit the gym all the time.
Yes, they're hating big time. And you know, all the husbands, we're just like, yeah, you're right, honey.
Yes, dear.
You know, then we get in the pool and we're like, did you see that girl?
Meanwhile, you're like, does she do Pilates? Like,
yeah, I mean, there's some ridiculously great bodies.
See, as I get older, I feel like regardless of what you think the other person is doing to do certain things, because, you know, like a woman would probably yell out, eating disorder,
right?
You know, or a guy would probably be like, definitely on the roids. Like, there's no way you just look at that way.
Right, jealousy.
Yeah, but it's just regardless of how you got there, they're doing some work to get there.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, if you're skipping a meal, like, you know,
right?
No meals are being skipped in my pool. And you know, as a guy who has been fat all his life, and I still call myself fat, one of the especially if we're doing like appearances, like radio station, we actually used to do those poorly organized appearances.
Right. Yeah,
I would never want to eat at an appearance, even when they're comping the food and everything.
You didn't want to be seen eating.
I don't want to be
seen
eating.
I understand that.
Now this is a lesson that I just felt weird about it.
I used to. I got past
because you were heavier.
Yeah, I think that it would make me seem like, you know, sort of removing all doubt. Of course he's fat. There he is eating those cheddar fries. And you know,
I never thought about it.
But
that
I mean, I never had a problem drinking. But the eating is something that I would hold off on because I felt a little self-conscious about it.
You don't want to be seen either.
Now, this
totally
is something I would like to teach the moms at my pool because what happens is on the hour, the break is at 45 to the top of the hour, and that's when adults are the only ones allowed in the pool. About every other hour, a Papa John's truck pulls up, and they will sell out because we don't have a snack bar at our pool.
Yeah.
The ice cream man with the Chinese-sounding song will show up occasionally.
Yes.
But the one thing you can count on is the Papa John's truck showing up at like 44.
Which is brilliant.
Yeah. And they'll sell great verticals. Mm. You know, they'll send a $5 pizza, and they'll also sell like chicken tenders. And you should see these moms shoveling it
Bones
in.
Bones everywhere.
Say, do you want some pepperoni?
Well, they're probably hungry.
Well, they probably are.
You know?
Everyone needs lunch.
A creature that size needs nourishment.
Can I tell you about a hustle? I just and this is just
is quick. is this better than the pizza hustle?
No, this is the pizza hustle.
I didn't even ask you to do it. Pizza hustle.
That's right.
Yeah. When I was a lifeguard for all 4 summers, until my parents said, "What the hell are you doing?"
When you were a Russian woman.
Yeah. What I would do is
maybe you should buy school machine or man grade.
I would call the local pizza establishment,
right?
And whether it be a Pizza Hut, Papa John's,
Domino's,
sure.
And I'd say, look, there's going to be people ordering pizza all the time, and they're probably going to come to us and ask us where we order pizza.
Right.
Why don't we hang up a little sign outside our lifeguard office, and then we'll get a certain amount of pizzas a week,
nice.
And then
you
you'll get some business
them.
Coming your way.
Right.
Yeah. And
that's
we would
good.
Do that, and I can't believe that
you
pizza trucks
crafty
now.
Crafty son of a bitch!
But I'm just saying, when you're a little lifeguard out there, and you want some free pizzas and there's no truck that comes around, just call your local manager because they're going to order regardless.
That's really cool. Yeah. That worked for you, and did you get a taste of the pizza or the profits or both?
There was just trade. It was just,
you got fed.
We're lifeguards. All these jerks are hungover. Right. I got to sober them up so the kids don't drown. Let's take care of this.
Because we also have American male lifeguards, but we also have a Chinaman. And he is the ambivalent lifeguard of all time. I don't want to see a lifeguard. What was the rule when you were a lifeguard about wearing shoes with laces?
You can't.
He wears socks and shoes up in the stand.
Why can't you?
Well, you're not supposed to, because ideally you're supposed to jump off that stand right into the pool.
That's right.
Or you're supposed to climb down the stairs if it's a high chair, and then you come right off. And swimming with shoes isn't the easiest thing to do.
Granted, our pool only goes to 5.5 feet, so he's probably all right.
Yeah, but you're just not supposed to do it.
Right.
I don't want to see a lifeguard holding his hand on his face, because he's that bored.
Yeah.
And the one thing is that the noodle that he has, the safety noodle, it's a ramen noodle.
No.
So I think that's excellent.
That was horrible.
You don't know, really? No. Anyway, we have troubles. We have troubles at the pool, but we've solved why it's a Russian woman at my pool.
You know, we should tell that lifeguard.
What?
He might be young. A guy told me this when I was 15, and I just got my lifeguard license. I was sitting there looking bored.
He said, "Go wait in the basement, Mr. Sandusky."
No. He said to me, "He goes, do you enjoy your job?" And I said, "Well, yes, it's the best summer job I have." He goes, "Good. Pay attention."
Oh.
It's good.
Yeah.
I'd like to tell him.
I thought
that
he was a dick.
Rob,
but
you like
right.
this job?
Yeah, I was going to say, Rob, save that for the audio vault with Oscar.
Yeah, but Oscar doesn't like this job.
Right.
I love
no
this
broads
job.
Here. All right, stick around. We're going to come back. We'll do the last audio vault of the week.
Yay.
And stick around. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.com. Hey, Buzz.
Yes?
You like this job?
I do.
Read the copy.
Okay, we're brought to you in this segment by Smart Smoke, the audio vault sponsored by the premium e-cigarette Smart Smoke. Smart Smoke has the nicotine you crave without the tar, odor, secondhand smoke, or carcinogens. With same-day shipping and a money-back guarantee, Smart Smoke's the smarter alternative to tobacco, and it costs 80% less than traditional tobacco products. Try the new Omega 2 with a heavy-duty design and up to 14 hours of battery life. To see all the styles, flavors, and strengths, just click the Smart Smoke ad on our website.
Smoke! You got one right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, here's one right here.
You know what? Lifeguards could use those. While they're at the pool. You don't think so?
No, I think it would be great.
A little too distracting.
Oh, no. You set a horrible example for the kids.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a good example. Use the Smart Smoke.
Yeah, you know what? Absolutely. Yeah. What am I talking about?
How are we going to get the kids on the nicotine?
Come on.
Well, there's no nicotine in it.
Yes, there is.
Would you like me to open the vault?
Yes, please open the vault.
I want to edit that out.
What we got to do.
Sorry.
It's all right.
We got to keep them off the pipe.
Off the crack pipe.
We've all been bad here.
That's good. Keep off the pipe.
If you've got a daughter, the pipe.
Okay, last night.
Please.
Lost a step there. Dave Letterman had Justin Bieber on last night. And remember, we had a tape not long ago where Bieber didn't know what the word German meant, or he didn't know where Germany was.
Something like that.
He really kind of emphasized his stupidity. Uh-huh. It starts out with Dave giving him crap for having tattoos. And Bieber is, I think, what, 18 now?
I didn't know he had tattoos.
17 or 18 now?
Yeah.
And he's got multiple tattoos. He's 18?
Yes.
And so Dave is giving him grief, and he ends up, and it's a little buried, but it is pretty funny. He calls Dave Grandpa.
Yo. Is that a new tattoo?
This is a new tattoo.
Oh, yeah. God, how many do you have?
I have just a couple.
Well, tell me that's the last one.
It might be.
No, it is. Honestly, how does that help? How does that help how you look to have a tattoo?
How does it not? I mean, it doesn't not help the way I look. It just expresses. Yesterday, my album came out. It was an important day for me. So, you know, I got Believe.
Let me get that off there.
Hey.
Trying to rub it off.
Hey, this is a brand new Grandpa's.
Now, the thing that I found most entertaining is the next tape. What's the name of the famous church in Rome with all the painting on the ceiling?
The Sistine Chapel.
Right.
Or, as Justin Bieber calls it, the 16th Chapel.
Your mom can't be pleased with the tattoos.
Mom, she...
Does mom have a tattoo?
She doesn't.
No, I don't think so. Does dad have a tattoo?
Yeah.
Oh. But do me a favor, don't go nuts. You know what I mean?
No, I won't.
Because more and more you see like the mural and the Sistine Chapel on a, you know, it's too much.
I'm not going for the 16th Chapel.
Do you think he does it on purpose?
No.
Canadian High School.
Canadian High School.
Sixtine Chapel.
The perfume. Sistine Chapel.
Sistine. Four.
What is wrong with that boy?
His album is on shelves now. Go buy it and destroy
it. When is he going to hit puberty?
Confirm 18. I just checked his age.
Yeah, I mean, at 18, I didn't sound quite like that. I mean, it sounds like his voice is never really changing.
When his voice changes, he's screwed.
Yeah.
Because he won't be
able to... Listen to me talking about his voice.
It's beautiful. Thank God, Mark, your voice changed into what we have.
Yes.
My father sent a tape for you.
Really?
We were talking about the pimp hand?
Yes.
This is a clip
My hero.
This is a clip from Seinfeld that my father dedicates to you when they talk about having the upper hand.
All right, I'm sorry. What about her?
What, you think I'm going to repeat the whole thing, Lou?
I know. You told me you like her. Everything's going good.
No, everything's not going good. I'm very uncomfortable. I have no power. I mean, why should she have the upper hand? Once in my life, I would like the upper hand. I have no hand. No hand at all. She has the hand. I have no hand.
Hand me that, would you?
Yeah. How do I get the hand?
We all want the hand. Hand is tough to get. You gotta get the hand right from the opening.
I'm just playing a recital this week at the McBurney School. You wanna hear a play? I got two extra tickets. You and Elaine could go.
Yeah, that sounds like something.
Then afterwards, maybe we could all go out together. You know, she'll see me with my friends. She'll observe me as I really am, as myself. Maybe I can get some hand that way.
Yeah, everybody wants some hand.
That is so true.
But it is true.
Yeah, you can't lose the hand.
That's very true. Tell you got to have the hand. Now, last night, everyone that had the hand used it to pick up the remote control and watch the premiere of the Snooki and JWoww show.
Oh, right.
As America continues on a freight train
everyone.
Into hell.
I DVR'd it.
Of course, and I did too.
Did
I
see it?
I didn't. I was not helping. I know. But
no, I mean, he's not helping.
No, I got to see this.
But here's the deal is that they were worried when they found their apartment, they were not aware that there were additional things other than rent, like utilities. They just didn't know. And so here is the good thing, though, is that because Snooki is smart, Snooki has figured out a way to beat the electric bill.
This is all stuff that you're going to have to take care of. You're going to have rent, insurance, gas, electric.
Say we don't put any light bulbs on.
Then
we use candles. Mm. So you would actually save a lot of money if you think about it. I mean, I know a lot of Amish people do it. They don't use electricity. And they're rich, I feel. They have their own freaking companies. Like, everywhere.
The sewer bill.
You have to pay for taking a...
You have to pay for taking an S. But remember, the candles, that's how they're going to save all their money. You can't wait to watch.
She's going to make a great governor for California.
It's the Snooki and JWoww show. I would like to say a quick tip of the hat to wrestler John Cena, not just because my son is a big John Cena fan and a big wrestling fan. Do you know that in his brief career, he has granted 300 Make-A-Wish wishes to kids.
Really?
That's
very nice.
And that's the leading awesome. Make-A-Wish celebrity. Kobe has done 200. Michael Jordan has done 200. Kobe has done 100. But John Cena has done 300 Make-A-Wish kid things.
We, myself and Chad, had the opportunity to have him on our program in the past.
Yeah.
And Chad has had the opportunity to have him on a one-on-one, like a one-on-one
interview. Like a live in studio.
Yeah, live in studio. I think John Cena actually gave him some gloves he used in the ring. Like, this is like the type of relationship and friendship that he's formed with him. And what I know of him personally, what I know of him through Chad, is that this is one of the hardest, kindest, humblest entertainers out there.
You know, and there really are, there's a lot of things about wrestling I don't care for, but they really do set a good example in many ways for the kids.
Yeah.
I'm pretty proud of this guy for doing this, and this is a pretty neat moment. This is from Good Morning America this week, when a guy who had already gotten his wish gets a little something extra. It's kind of exciting.
I know Jonathan had a great time on Monday Night Raw this past Monday. I'm here with a special surprise for you. Raw has its 1,000th episode on July 23rd, and I know you had such a great time. I want to personally ask you to come back to episode 1,000 of Monday Night Raw. I got you a bunch of tickets.
Man.
So will you come and see us again on July 23rd?
Yeah.
Excellent. I can't wait to see you guys. Thanks for making wishes come true.
Yeah.
And just a little selfish. As a family that benefited from the Make-A-Wish Foundation, Robert got a Disney trip when he finished his cancer treatment. It is such a great organization and what they do. But the fact that celebrities like him help out and make it happen, it's incredible. So
300.
Yeah, he's done it 300 times.
Wow.
And he's not been around that long.
We salute him.
Yeah, I salute you, John Cena.
Nice.
One of the most popular songs, maybe the song of the summer, is the Gautier song "Somebody That You That I Used to Know."
Somebody That I Used to Know,
and it's a really catchy song. Sounds like a Police record. Covers are popping up all over YouTube, and I want to play a couple of them here. This first one, I believe, is a youngster, like a 5-year-old, singing it.
Sitting up top, me off. Make out like it never happened and we were nothing.
Which I love when a young kid would sing about a breakup.
Yeah.
Why you treat me like a stranger?
I mean, like Michael Jackson
feel
did.
So rough.
The next one is, are you familiar with the way Chet Atkins used to play guitar? He would use his thumb and his fingers separately so he could make it sound like two guitars playing at the same time.
Oh, wow.
So he'd play like a bass line and a melody. Wow. Here's a guy. This is one guitar, one take, one guy playing that song. Sounds like three guitars.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And the reason I play that is I thought it might be fun if we did this. So if we do that... Then...
Nice.
It almost works.
Major love, why you treat me like a stranger and that feels so rough.
It almost.
But I love that song. I love that song.
As nice and oh god, I hate using this word. I gotta find another adjective.
What's that?
Adorable as that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm tired of parents doing this to their kids.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Right?
They put it out, well, it's not like the kid is doing it himself.
No,
right.
The kid
it's not like
isn't
the kid
like,
has a Twitter account.
Hey, something you find in nature.
YouTube, here you go.
Yeah, and you know, it's your kid.
Everyone's trying to make their kid the next like YouTube celebrity.
Pushy parents.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Pushy parents,
well,
not a fan.
Everybody's looking for that easy break, that lucky break that will make them rich and famous. And I honestly think a lot of the parents who do this think that it could happen for them.
Well, they need to re-examine their plan because you know what? Even the best YouTube videos still don't make any money.
Exactly.
Very true. So is it worth ruining your family over?
This coming from the show that had their kids on all episode on Wednesday.
That's right.
What are we
I
doing?
Hate that.
Well, at least we were able to sell it.
Well, you're saving on daycare is what you're doing.
Exactly. Our verticals are much stronger.
Yeah.
I don't often close with this guy, but I really like this joke. We close today with Jimmy Fallon, or as they call him on the NBC promos, Jimmy.
Hey guys, tomorrow's the 13th annual Take Your Dog to Work Day, or as they call that in China, brown bagging it.
Jay. Wait. Yeah.
Have a great weekend, everybody. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Stick around, folks. Come back and wind up the news for the week on MikeOMaraShow.com. We be Dylan. Such a good song.
RJ's not in the room because he's out there breakdancing on his cardboard.
He brought his cardboard?
Yeah,
that's excellent. So cool. I love it. All right, it is time for news.
It is.
And here is Buzz.
Thank you. We run out of time and we didn't get to Oscars. Possible.
You know what?
We'll talk about it next
cat
week.
I think it'd be better. I'd like to have Mike's input on Oscar.
Yeah.
A cat.
Well, no. See, I'd not.
You see, you're thinking in the interest of the cat. I'm
That's
thinking
right.
in the interest of two strong segments.
We may not have room. We'll figure it out.
I would love.
See, I want to advocate for it.
Hey, you know what? Get a box and bring the cat with you on Bring Your Cat to Work Day.
Yeah.
I would rather get.
Did you know it was Bring Your Dog
I
to
had
Work
no
Day?
Idea.
And yet you brought your dog
yeah,
to work.
Imagine that.
Fantastic.
What about the other two dogs? What are they doing?
They're away.
You just don't love them.
Yeah.
You just don't.
The big one's too much to bring,
yeah.
And the little one I've yet to pick up.
Oh, I just, they're just alone
the
at
one.
Home.
Yep.
Is this an anniversary weekend for your parents?
It is.
They're going to like a Plato's Retreat?
They're going to a little bed and breakfast kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, boy.
Nice.
Yeah, Lloyd. Why'd you unfriend
them? And celebrate their anniversary, which
That's
is this
right.
week.
That's right. 42 years.
42 years.
Still getting it done.
Nice. Yep.
Hey, guys, enough with the bed and breakfast, okay?
I'm just stalling because I didn't actually bring any news.
Oh, no.
Really?
No,
what?
I'm kidding.
Oh, that's a shame.
I'm kidding. We're brought to you today by the life-saving courses at Northern Virginia Community College. College healthcare students can get certified for clinical rotation sites right here. NVCC offers CPR and first aid training at the campuses in Manassas, Loudoun, and Springfield. Like them on Facebook,
Do
please.
It.
At NVCC AHA Training Center, or click their ad on our website. Northern Virginia Community College and American Heart Association Training Center. Take a class to save a life.
Do they train Russian women?
Oh, absolutely.
Please, they'll be doing chest compressions.
Yeah, please. We're waiting to hear the verdict in the Jerry Sandusky trial. The case went to the jury yesterday. After it did, we learned something the jurors do not and cannot know, that Sandusky's 33-year-old adopted son says he, too, was sexually abused by the man.
So weird. Did you hear the recap that the kid actually started the trial supporting his dad and that somehow something was said where it turned him around?
Triggered
and he,
him.
Yeah, he triggered him.
No, I don't know.
And that happens a lot in these cases.
I just heard this last night, so
yeah.
I don't know. So he heard something during the testimony?
Yes.
And this often happens in child abuse cases that you block it. If it happens to you, you block it. You put it out of your mind. And when asked about it, you deny it because you really don't remember it. And then something happens that reminds you, oh my God, that happened to me too.
Holy ass.
Yeah.
And Matt, it was, they said you could almost see his mood change, his demeanor change in the courtroom, the kid.
And this means for a very dramatic moment in court.
Yeah.
At the trial too. Matt Sandusky, let me explain, was taken in as a foster child by Jerry and Dottie when he was 15.
Oh God.
They legally adopted him when he was 18. 4 months later, Matt tried to kill himself. Oh. The Sanduskys have 5 adopted children, all male. Throughout the trial, Matt denied that Jerry had ever molested him, and then this incident happened. But now Matt says he was abused, and his lawyers say they threatened to put him on the witness stand toward the end of the trial, and that's the reason we now know that Jerry Sandusky didn't take the stand in his own defense. Matt's lawyers came into the judge and said, look, if they put Sandusky himself on the stand, we're bringing in his son, who is now ready to say that he, too, was molested. And that's when Sandusky and his lawyers decided not to testify. Sandusky was kind of cheerful before he went into the judge's chambers that day. And when he came out, he was very, very somber. Great. And now we know why.
And I may be naive, but why would they use that as a bargaining chip if they really want to put the final nail to make this done? Why wouldn't they put the son on the
right.
stand?
Right. Why does he need to be on the stand in order to get the son on the stand?
Yeah, I mean, I'm
well, maybe the evidence was already there. Like it was
perhaps, and I understand the value of keeping him off the stand, but it seems to me that's a pretty serious omission, especially if they're going to have to make, the jury's going to have to decide without knowing this.
We need to hear from the judge on this, because the judge's wisdom or lack of it, but I think probably wisdom came into play here. The judge has put some very tight rules on reporters and who they can talk to and who they can't talk to as we get to the end of this. I hope we find out.
I know we, in retrospect,
if justice is done, and I think we all know what that is at this point, if justice is done, then it's a moot point.
The thing that haunts me is imagine on the odd chance that he does get cleared of any misdoing.
Right. This will be
and
horrible.
Then the jurors find out that they said this man is okay, and then they find out that his own son came out against him. That would
they can't retry him, correct?
I don't think so.
Well, you know what? They could retry him.
Trial, oh yeah, there could absolutely and will
and
absolutely
also,
be
you know
civil
what?
Suits
for molestation. I guess they could do a separate suit just for the son because
maybe
he's not brought into it.
That's
I don't
true.
Know. I'm in way over my head, but it's just it doesn't seem right.
Just
somehow.
A quick poll as we move through the news.
Uh-huh.
His wife,
Dottie,
is has been described to be as supportive as a wife should or would be with
could
anybody
be, yeah.
that could be in any set of circumstances where their husband needs some support.
Right.
Do you think after all these years, after all the allegations that she just didn't hear the cries for help or she doesn't know that she really didn't know or she did know and she didn't know what to do.
And as you said, it's just a pull. My feeling, my gut, my suspicion is that she had to know something.
Here's what I think. I think she kind of knew, but suppressed it. Lived in denial.
You don't want to know.
Yeah, you don't
exactly.
want to know. Yeah.
She didn't want to know.
Yeah, because
I think that's what got us
look,
here.
And unfortunately for me, without even trying to be as responsible a broadcaster as possible, not that I try to do that most of the time, but when you hear these stories, you just want to blow this guy's brains out.
You do.
Right.
That's not the society we live in.
I think even without the testimony of his son, Jerry Sandusky is going away for the rest of his life. And by the way, just a reminder, and I know this from touring prisons and interviewing prisoners, there's one kind of human being that even the most hardened criminals will not tolerate, and that's a child molester.
Yeah.
In Gen Pop, he wouldn't survive 5 minutes.
Yeah.
He really wouldn't. So,
Especially with the high profileness of this case.
I expect a special imprisonment for him just to protect his life, such as it is. But the lesson here is that no matter how much denial and no matter how long you get away with it, no matter how old you are or what poor health you're in, your actions have consequences.
Yeah, I see that, but still not fair.
These young
people who are just
scarred.
They're just effed. They are effed, and they have to do everything they can for that wiring that was effed up as they were evolving adults.
No undoing it.
To not, as Dr. Drew say, return to that cycle of abuse, because that's what you know.
Right.
And then two, the amount of forgiveness that has to come within a person to understand that it was not their fault. It's not fair for Jerry to be walking around or even getting this trial the way he's getting it and what this cavalier attitude that he has been showing in the media.
Yeah, I think it's
sickening.
That stop now.
It's just sickening.
Isn't it heartbreaking?
We all agree.
I
sucks.
I hate to see him smile.
Yeah,
I really
I
do.
I don't think you'll be seeing any more of that. Well, I hope. We have a lot to cover here, so give me a time warning, Rob, if we get dangerously close.
You bet.
We're doing okay.
From our Why Didn't Somebody Think of This Before department, the state of Louisiana is about to require sex offenders to list their status as such on Facebook. Starting August 1st, they'll have to state their legal status as a sex offender. They'll have to say what they did to get that status. They'll have to say where the crime occurred. They'll have to give a physical description of themselves, and they have to explain where they live. Facebook says it supports this new law. Only one state has this.
The status will be, it's Louisiana. Extraordinarily complicated.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's right.
Sometimes young people abuse older people. We're talking specifically here
about... Would you please leave Mike alone, Mark? Please.
Talking about the viral video of an elderly bus monitor in Western New York State who was taunted and bullied to tears by a handful of seventh grade boys. Mm-hmm. Video of this abuse has prompted cash donations from around the world from people who have collectively gathered now, I understand, approaching $300,000 for the woman so she can take a vacation and retire in some comfort.
Right.
The boys are facing disciplinary action at school, but no criminal charges. They are facing, however, these boys... death threats for their cruelty and now getting some police protection for these bullies.
Wow.
For her part, Karen Klein says she's not bitter. She says the love she has gotten from other people, including young people, more than makes up for the abuse she endured.
Yeah. I have one problem with this story.
I understand.
And you know what? It's been all over the news. Mm-hmm. I could have had it in the audio vault yesterday. I chose not to because I don't care for the audio. I think it's very unpleasant. But something that it's not being said, and it doesn't trouble me that this woman is, you know, getting this stuff. I like that she's being treated well. I don't like that she was mistreated. She's kindly, and she seems like a good person. Yeah. But the fault here to me is putting someone in a position as a bus monitor, as a disciplinarian, that would be that ineffective that the
neither
kids can
physically nor emotionally strong enough to deal with what she has on her plate.
Yeah, I mean, she is there as a disciplinarian, as a bus monitor, and she can't even prevent these kids from mocking her.
Do we know?
No,
is she
no,
a volunteer
no, no.
or was she paid or do we know?
Either way, she shouldn't be there if she can't control the kids.
No.
This is my concern.
I completely disagree with you.
Okay.
I do too.
The problem is this. There shouldn't have to be a bus monitor on
the
bus.
I agree with that.
You should be able to get on that effing bus.
Didn't used to exist.
And the bus driver should yell at you as when I was a kid to shut up or
right.
I'm pulling this bus over.
Right, I agree.
And that's it. So if there is someone there that needs to monitor the bus, it's not... It's like almost like you're faulting the employer instead of the I fault the parents.
Okay, I do too.
For not saying, hey, look, you got to respect everybody that's around you.
No one is a bigger fan of proper parenting than me.
Seventh grade boys have always been punks, but these days especially
worse. Well, I think
worse.
Now they're more dicks than punks. But if you have to put into the fact that this kind of disciplinary problem is going to happen, if you're going to bother having a bus monitor, put someone in there that can control it, or then why bother?
Yeah, but who?
But who,
and again,
you,
and
how
I'm
do you
not
pay,
faulting
where
the woman.
Where do you find them, and how do you
don't
pay
know.
Them? Because there
don't
is no
know.
Money.
I'm not faulting the woman. Right. I'm faulting the person that put that woman in that position.
But they didn't necessarily, you know, how do you necessarily prepare a person for what she went through. You know, I mean, if there's one
this
kid
can't be
that's
an
missed...
This can't be an isolated
She
incident.
Should have been on the elementary school bus and somebody else should have been on the junior
high
school bus.
Or how about, again, the lady, and it's... I saw her interview on a couple different places.
Right.
One, she doesn't look like a fame whore.
Right.
She truly
seems humbled by the situation.
Yeah.
Right.
I think she said, she goes, even if I did something, if I stood up and actually did something, because this is the society we live in now.
Yeah.
Right.
If you tell a kid to effing shut up,
mm-hmm.
or if you,
oh, you're in trouble.
If you physically touch
right.
them or push them or intimidate them, they say something to their parents, you pick
you're
up
done.
The phone,
no, you're done.
You call the school, you're fired, or an investigation
or
happens or something happens.
Well, I agree with you on that point. So why is she even there?
Yeah, but Rob, the what you're not getting out of this conversation is...
Oh, I think I get it. I get
the
fact that the fault is the parents.
You're
no,
both right.
No, it's not that. What I'm saying is that there is... it's a no-win situation.
I agree with you there.
And there's a no-win situation for the monitor, whether they're enforcers or not.
I agree. However, it could be a partial win for the Monitor if the Monitor in place is someone who is a little more daunting and a little more impressive as of a figure to a seventh grader than a kindly old
more,
woman.
A little more intimidating.
And once again,
honestly,
I don't fault the woman. She seems great, but I don't think whoever put her there, and I don't know if she's
again,
a volunteer.
That's the blame,
yeah. I think the fault is.
What if she's a volunteer?
Then if she's a volunteer.
She should have been on the elementary school bus,
her
whoever
for trying,
organizes
but that. But the organization is poor.
Yeah.
I just think that this all comes down to respect.
Well, that's
absolutely
problem number one.
And you know what? If
but
we
you're
raise
both
kids,
right.
If we raise kids with more respect, you don't need a monitor.
Well, right.
You're back to the situation when we were growing up.
I'm going to beat my kids.
No, you're not.
I probably am.
There's good news.
Democrats and Republicans, the student loan thing is about to run out in a week where the student loans double. It's an election year. It's not going to happen, but they're going to argue about it anyway. And while we're on the subject, the immigration you're hearing in the news, I want to point out the surveys show that the Latino community's number one concern in this election year
is Oscar beating his kids?
Yeah. Well, now it's number two.
Just sheer discipline.
Is that asking too much?
And if you have a suggestion for the name of his belt, please send it in.
It's not the number one issue among Latino voters is not immigration. The number one issue among Latino voters is the same as it is with everybody else, the economy.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. So, but we're going to have, because it's an election year, we're going to argue about it anyway.
Sure.
The good news about Walmart is that Walmart does take out life insurance policies on many of its employees. The bad news is if the employee dies, the employee's family doesn't get the money. Walmart does.
They make themselves their own beneficiary?
Now Walmart is being sued over that, as it gets sued for so many of its generous policies. The lawsuit's accusing Walmart of sleight of hand.
Jerks. Mm-hmm. Jerk face.
The Supreme Court slapped the FCC yesterday for the huge fines the FCC laid on the big TV networks back in the day. Mm-hmm. Those fines had a chilling effect on all of broadcasting, dealing a brutal blow to shows like Don and Mike, forcing Howard Stern and Opie and Anthony onto satellite radio. On the upside, it led to the Mike O'Mara Show and Adam Carolla in the brave new world of podcasting.
Here, here.
Yesterday, the court ruled that the FCC's fines came without warning or even a clear explanation of what's finable and what isn't.
Yep.
The court still has to rule on the constitutionality of fining networks for fleeting moments of nudity and profanity, the kind you might see at a Super Bowl or a live award show. Mm-hmm. They will also consider the brief nudity bravely shown on ABC's former hit NYPD Blue.
Oh, Mr. Francis' ass.
Great. Oh, no. There was a blonde lady toward
I know,
the end. It was
I know,
just
but Rob only remembers.
But I remember the ass because Oscar kept sending me photos.
He has great chest hairs.
He
Dennis
does. Yeah, down there he has great chest hair.
And thank you, Florida, for the entire rest of this newscast.
Oh, boy!
It seems there's a loophole in the new bestiality law they finally got around to passing in Florida. Violating an animal is now a crime there. Giving that animal that special favor is not.
Hey, that's good news for Lucy.
Yeah.
So what do we do about 29-year-old Eric Antunes of Tampa, who gave such a favor to his girlfriend's three-legged dog?
Oh, God.
And finally, as we
dog
can...
Dog that good you don't eat all at once.
Mm-mm. What?
That's an old punchline. Forget it.
As we continue in Florida with a public nudity roundup, it's been a crazy hot summer so far in most of the country, and that includes the Sunshine State. But in Tampa, they had to arrest 25-year-old Pablo Alberto Luna for taking off all of his clothes and jumping into a public fountain.
You say fountain or something.
They also charged him with cocaine possession, which kind of explains the jumping. He was wearing socks, by the way.
Good for him.
A police in Fort Lauderdale have arrested a woman who was found sitting on a park bench in the nude. The woman says she was just trying to change clothes and had nowhere else to do that. By the way, she weighs around 400 pounds.
Oh, wow. I sent a sympathy card to the bench.
But from our home office headquarters in Ocala, Florida, man was arrested in a public park for indecent exposure. He was not only nude, he was caught holding a sex toy made of rubber. And while 49-year-old Joe Kahn is a registered sex offender, he says he didn't think anyone could see him from the road. He was wrong. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
I didn't think anyone could
see
me.
Does that really deserve a thank you? I don't think so.
All right, how about good job, nice work.
I'm still thinking about the three-legged dog.
I know, sad. All right, well, folks, we did it. We did a full week. We missed you, Mike O'Mara.
We did.
Happy birthday, Mike O'Mara.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, we're sorry we missed you. We will be back on Monday with a full recap of Mike's vacation. Can't wait to hear about the zoo. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great. Buzz.
Today's show brought to you by Cloris Perry Mitchell. Medical malpractice happens even at military facilities. KPM has experienced passionate representation with some of the biggest personal injury and medical malpractice awards in the area. KPM, where you talk to a pro, not an operator, and the conversations are free. KPM, where other firms send their toughest cases, and KPM has resources to take on the biggest defendants. With 30 years service to the community, Cloris Perry Mitchell, 202-628-8100. Or Clores.com for more information. Each case is unique. Case results depend on various factors. Past performance not indicative of future results. Scott Perry, attorney at law.
Everybody have a great Bring Your Dog to Work Day.
Yeah.
And we'll be back on Monday.
And,
oh,
and don't take it any farther than that.
Please. Oh, and check out the bonus show this week because Buzz makes food.
Yes, he does.
It's excellent. A good bonus show. It'll be up available this afternoon.
That's right.
For a reasonable fee. Nominal fee.
Nominal fee.
That's right. Everybody have a great weekend. Yeah. We'll see you on Monday.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye.
Thank you.
Exactly how it once were. It's goodbye.